My dear brother Tribhuvanath, your passing has been unbearable for me. I've lost a dear friend, a brother, a family member, my children's hero, and my spiritual reference. You were the light in ISKCON's turmoil. With you, I felt there was hope that ISKCON would again become the ISKCON that our dear spiritual master intended. It scares me to think of the future without you. That spirit to carry out Srila Prabhupada's mission was second to none. Your passing has taught me so many lessons. You haven't changed since the first day I met you in 1971, when I was living with 8 friends around the corner from the Manchester Temple. You would visit us and have kirtan and preach to us, and slowly, one by one, we all joined. The first 2 joined blooped after only a few weeks, and you would come back and get them. When you would knock on the door, we would hide the marijuana and spray the room with perfume to mask the smell before we opened the door to you, with your big Vaikuntha smile. You were there to bring them back. You were the bloop buster. You wouldn't let anybody go. My happiest moments in Krishna consciousness have been with you, though often these incidents were unconventional. How many times did we have to hide under the seats when about to board the ferry, as we didn't have nearly enough tickets? In fact, 2 tickets between 25 people. How many times did we frantically arrive at the dock only to see the ferry sailing off? One time, going to Ireland, we had 2 tickets between 25 of us in a motorhome. There was my family, Moksha's, Srikama's, Leela Shakti's from Leicester, and Brinda was there. Tribhuvanath was driving. We hid all the kids in the toilet and the rest of us in the cupboards and under seats. This time it was taking ages to get through the boarding line. When we finally passed the checkpoint, we opened the toilet door to find the kids all gasping for air. You were so compassionate in all of your dealings. I always noticed your compassion for the ladies. Many times on festival programs, you would give us the bus and you would sleep under a tree in the rain. One time at Glastonbury, about 11 p.m. at night, we were having kirtan on the stage. Tribhuvanath quickly returned and told me to come off the stage. He had been back to the bus and found 2 young children there alone, who were left there by Vaikunthanath and Saradia's daughter. Her name was Brajirani. She had left the children to go watch the rock bands. He made me sit all night with those children because he didn't want them to be left alone. So much was Tribhuvanath's concern that he had me stay there. He was always considerate to others. In Brazil, in these last months, he met a devotee lady who had cancer. She was there to try to get a cure, but only had $100 to her name. Tribhuvanath rented her an apartment and took care of all her needs. His example and instructions to his boys were always to be very respectful to the devotee ladies. Tribhuvanath was one of the great success stories. He pioneered many aspects of preaching, and the world community of devotees will testify to this. I was deeply puzzled as to why Krishna was taking him away when there was so much to do, so much need for his special attention. My final conclusion is that he was setting the stage for the next part, a stage which we will all soon go through. In our last conversation at the airport on his final departure to Brazil, we talked about an idea Jaistra and I have about trying to set up facilities to help other devotees who are sick and dying. Tribhuvanath said that this was his conclusion after years of preaching, that it was essential to care for devotees. His last advice and instructions that we must push on this program. He said that on getting sick, this was his biggest realization. And although preaching would always be his main endeavor, caring and looking after the devotees was a natural and necessary complement to this. By Tribhuvanath's blessings, I will try and push on that service for him. Thank you, Tribhuvanath, for everything. Hare Krishna.